Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you everything you need to know about the rumour of Will Ospreay heading to NXT UK. Spoiler alert, he's probably not.
But two huge stars are returning to WWE TV on the SmackDown with fans on July 16th.
WWE has booked an intergender match for next week's episode of Raw.
And WWE have announced two matches for Hell in a Cell off the back of last night's Raw. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
So we're going to kick things off with a report via the Voices of Wrestling Patreon account. They've been very much on top of the entire Will Ospreay New Japan Pro Wrestling situation throughout the past couple of days, throughout these whole developments of him getting injured and vacating the IWGP World Heavyweight title and then going back to England and everything else. But they've come through kind of expanding on a rumour that started when Fumi Saito of the Pacific Rim Pro Wrestling Podcast, who's a Japanese wrestling insider, stated his belief that he wouldn't be surprised if Ospreay ended up in NXT UK. It's noted here that several Japanese personnel within New Japan Pro Wrestling, including office staff and wrestlers, believe that that's where Ospreay might be heading, with one particularly vocal about their belief that NXT UK is Ospreay's endgame. Now, it should be stressed that these rumours internally within New Japan come from Japanese personnel. None of it is coming from the Western side of any of this. Now, it could, and you know, be the product of what one of Voices of Wrestling sources describes here as ignorance of the Western wrestling landscape. NXT UK is obviously very low on the WWE totem pole. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, all above it there. And when you think of someone, a star like Will Ospreay, who's competed in front of tens of thousands of people in the Tokyo Dome and elsewhere, signing for WWE's, you know, one of their lowest brands, that make a whole lot of sense there. So it's noted here that the office might as well, the New Japan office might be similarly uninformed and they might not be that clued in on the difference between NXT and NXT UK. VOW have a whole kind of paragraph here describing why it would make little sense for Ospreay really to go to NXT UK when he could score a much bigger money offer from like a Ring of Honor or an AEW in the event that he was to leave New Japan. However, his contractual status means he's probably tied to New Japan for a while. Ospreay actually tweeted in August 2019, he has since deleted this tweet, however, stating that he was tied to New Japan for the next 5 years. So, you know, that's not necessarily something he's going to be able to tear up. Voices of Wrestling note here that there's no indication that if he was to ask for his release, that it would be granted. Ospreay is currently at home in his native England. There's a whole situation going on at the moment with foreign wrestlers feeling unrest in New Japan. New Japan had previously cancelled the Wrestle Grand Slam tour, said, hey, foreign wrestlers, you guys can return home, then change their mind and ask them to stay. Ospreay returned to England regardless. It's noted that he's got some personal issues as well as shared issues with the wider foreign roster in New Japan as well. We should note perhaps as well that his partner, Bea Priestley, has been heavily linked with NXT UK in all of this. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on here with this situation. It's a developing story. more fallout should be expected to come over the coming weeks, months, and whatever the heck else. Ospreay is no longer the IWGP champion. The injury here is described as not something that would immediately force him to step away from the ring and vacate the title. It's something more similar to the injuries that Kazuchika Okada and Kota Ibushi are currently working through. And it's noted here that Ospreay would have wrestled the Wrestle Grand Slam tour, then potentially taking some time off ahead of summer shows. So, Adam Wilborn rambled a lot here, but it's a detailed report with lots of moving parts. You want to get all of them right. Ospreay's not going to NXT UK, is he? That'd be weird.
No, I mean, I'd love to see him there. I've no doubt he would have epic matches with Noam Dar and Ben Carter and Jeff Samuels. Like, there's so many great guys in there that he would have great matches with. But at the end of the day, I mean, admittedly, right now, as you alluded to there, Andy, New Japan is in a bit of shambles right now, but he's just been their world heavyweight champion. He's, you know, quintessentially a part of the New Japan structure right now for me. And if he was going to go anywhere, no offense, but he wouldn't be NXT UK. I mean, this is a guy who turned down a contract handed to him by Paul Heyman for WWE a long time ago, and I guarantee that didn't say, yeah, we'll get you on 205 Live. Like, if he came into WWE... As much as, you know, they'd try and ruin him, you'd anticipate he'd have to be in around, well, one of the two big shows. I wouldn't even put him on NXT. I'd put him on Raw or SmackDown, and I'd put him immediately into the world title picture because he is, you know, one of the best wrestlers in the world. But it's kind of a moot point regardless because, like you say, he's contracted to New Japan, and I don't see any reason, you know, he was stripped of the title. It wasn't like he was jobbed out to some guy for the title. He's clearly going to feature in their plans going forward. And I sense, what you said near the beginning there, the sort of lack of knowledge of the way things work in the West may have contributed to someone thinking, oh, well, he's from the UK. WWE have got a show and NXT's good. And it's just all sort of merged together. And I sense that, it's all a load of bollocks, to put it simply. Yeah. But let us know your thoughts because it certainly grabbed my attention this morning when I saw this. Let's move on, though, and talk about the two huge stars that are set to feature on the SmackDown with fans coming from Texas, of course, on July 16th. The two huge stars being Edge and Sasha Banks. This is according to E-Wrestling News. The two of them are being advertised in promo videos in the local market as appearing on that show. Although, of course, let's just caveat all this with card subject to change. We haven't seen either of them wrestle since WrestleMania 37. Sasha Banks losing that classic with Bianca Belair, arguably the match of WrestleMania weekend. And Edge, of course, also being involved in an epic triple threat with Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. He and Daniel Bryan getting stacked and pinned by the head of the table. And these two would understandably be huge stars to pop up on the show. I think we were talking about it yesterday, me and Hamflet, regarding how big this show is going to be, the first show WWE is going to put on aside from WrestleMania with fans back going into Money in the Bank weekend. Load of speculation as well, Andy, that John Cena might show up on that show too.
Yeah, shaping up to be a big one, but as we know in WWE, like you said, the card is always subject to change. So being advertised today is not the same as appearing tomorrow, unfortunately. I'd like to see all these people on that show, but we'll just see how it pans out. Something that is going to pan out weirdly, I just wanted to use the phrase pan out again. Next week on Raw, apparently we're getting Shayna Baszler versus Reginald. Okay, this came about last night with Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax trying to win back the women's tag team titles from Tamina and Natalya. Shayna had previously said to Reginald, hey, listen, guy, stay backstage. I don't want you out there tonight. But he came out, he got fire blasted by the Alexa Bliss fiend magic on the stage. Shayna Baszler got distracted and then pinned because it's a WWE match. So of course that was the finish. Afterwards, Shayna went out of the ring and said, ah, Reginald, you rascal, we're going to wrestle next week. So that's going down. It'll be something like Reginald's fourth intergender match of the year. I'm not going to say anything more than that because you want to talk about Raw a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, I've got to try and control myself here. There's sides of my personality that are trying to come out again. Why did Reginald come out? I mean, they literally were in control of the match. I'm kind of excited, to be fair, to watch Shayna Baszler snap Reginald like a sodding twig. But honestly, last night's Raw was one of the worst Raws in recent memory for me. It was boring. It had, like, what, four rematches on that show that went long. It had one match that is leading to a rematch next week because they didn't give us a finish. I can't believe this. There was a beat the clock challenge, easy for me to say, where Rhea Ripley forgot what was meant to be happening halfway through a 2 minute beat the clock challenge. She just got carried away and annoyed that Nikki Cross might actually try and win a match and lost. Great way to book your new Raw Women's Champion, guys. There was also Riddle versus Xavier Woods, which was really good, apart from the bit where I thought Xavier Woods was going to die after he got suplexed on his head, but nevertheless, really enjoyed that bit. And then Andy Murray, in what world do WWE think it's a good idea for Jackson Ryker to pin AJ Styles? I mean, don't care that there was interference from that guitar knobhead, right? What on earth are you doing? If I didn't have to watch this show, I would never watch it again. It is a bane on my life. It is the worst wrestling show on television. And I hate Vince McMahon.
Yeah, it's not a good wrestling show. That's my review of last night's Raw.
Anyway, off the back of last night's Raw, we've got two matches added to Hell in a Cell. It's going to be Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair, because Charlotte Flair beat Asuka, even though Asuka beat Charlotte Flair the previous week. But bollocks to that. It's Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair, the Raw Women's Championship at Hell in a Cell. And it's going to be Bobby Lashley versus Kofi Kingston, or Drew McIntyre again, because as I mentioned, their match went to a no contest because Bobby Lashley and MVP got involved. God, I hate the red brand.
Yeah, so I mean, like, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte is the correct destination coming out of the triple threat match, but the way they've gotten there is just bad. and I'm sure Bobby versus either Kofi or Drew will be very good as well. But again, bad booking. Let's just do the Twitter question. I hate talking about Raw on a Tuesday. It's the worst show of all time.
Jeez. Yeah. at What Culture WWE. Sorry, I'm in a mood this morning.
So am I.
First question today comes from Rahul V. Krishnan, who says, if you guys could pair up two current WWE single stars into a new tag team like RK-Bro or Nia and Shayna, then which two superstars would you guys choose? I'll tell you what, Andy, let's pick one guy each and we'll merge them together into a tag team.
Sounds good, because it often feels like they're pulling these names from a metaphorical hat as well. So I'm going to go for Dexter Lumis.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say the name that I had in my head and let everyone fantasy book how on earth this team would work, because I was going to go with Angel Garza. So, pervy Rose stuff, I guess?
I mean, they're both playing different kinds of perverts on television at the moment, so it's not the worst idea in the world. This actually makes more sense than a lot of current WWE tag teams, so there you go.
Honestly, it's bloody manatees and idea balls in WWE, I can guarantee it. Right, second question today comes from Mike on the Mic, who says, Raw was decent last night. It wasn't, Mike. It really wasn't, mate.
I respect the different opinion, though.
Yeah, Riddle versus Xavier Woods was good. Everything else, catastrophic. I'm surprised you haven't talked, though, about this past SmackDown and the debut of Rick Boogs with Shinsuke Nakamura. How excited are you guys seeing him on the main roster?
I'm very excited to see what he can do. Obviously, we've been, singing the praises of Boogenhagen, whatever he's been going by over the years for a long, long time, since he first made that first NXT appearance where he rocked the house with Kayla Braxton. It was awesome. I thought this week's debut was pretty lame. Though, the whole presentation of it was just a bit like, why is this a thing? Why are they teaming up? And why is the theme not as cool as it usually is with the tremolo pick? I don't know. I didn't think it was particularly well conceived this week, but I am excited to see what he does. I think he's very talented, very charismatic, very massive as well. You all know I'm a body guy. I mean, just look at me. I'm pure muscle over here. But yeah, I am excited. I've just come off like a total grump there, but it's my true opinion. And I'm going to give you my true opinion. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we've been day ones with Eric Bugenhagen, or Rick Boogs as he's known now, here at What Culture. Phil shared the video of us doing his entrance. That was nice, seeing us be able to actually be in the same room together a few years ago. I'm really excited. I think it's such a random pairing, putting in with Shinsuke Nakamura, but it just works, doesn't it? So, very jazzed to see what they do with him. And I believe, Andy, it's the first of a few call-ups from what I've read at whatculture.com.
Oh, indeed. Heading that way.
Come on, here we go. Right, final question today comes from Angela Dawn, who says, which repetitive match from the Thunderdome era do you never want to see again once live crowds are back? I also have an H word for handy. The H can stand for harmonious, which means tuneful.
There we go. I'm very tuneful. there's a lot, and I'm going to get heat for saying this. I'm going to get heat for saying this as well, because I know people were really into this feud. But if I could never see another Drew McIntyre-Randy Orton match ever again, I'd be totally happy with that. The feud started well. It was good stuff, and the matches were generally quite good. But then I saw it 700 times in a row, and then the feud became, I used to suck, but now I'm good, Randy, every single week. That wasn't particularly enjoyable to watch after a while. So no more of that, please. Draw a line under it. Never do it again. They're both good wrestlers. I respect them immensely, but enough is enough.
Can I pick the entirety of Monday Night Raw?
Yes.
If not that, it feels bad, but like, Charlotte Flair versus Asuka? Like, I feel terrible saying that, but I was just like, oh, I'm really bored of watching this now. Like, it's not their fault. It's not the two guys working together. It's the way they've been told to work together. Again, like, they had a really enjoyable match last night. It was a rematch, so it was sort of like stuff we'd all seen before. And then it was just a reversal of an Asuka lock, and that was it. What a load of bollocks. Right, let's move on to today's and finally. And I feel terrible, Andy Murray, because it has been several days since the Off Her Chops podcast got launched, and we haven't mentioned it. Go and listen to it. The former Billy Bloody Kay, Peyton Bloody Royce, Jesse and Cassie, of course, now. Go and check it out. They're brilliant. They deserve all your support. It's genuinely one of the best wrestling podcasts out there that isn't ours, of course. So go and support them, because they're two wonderful women who deserve so much better. But let us know your thoughts that and all of today's news stories in the comments section down below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Oh, it's going to be a fun one today. Me and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review Monday Night Raw. And, of course, preview a huge episode of NXT tonight. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. You can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. And the H stands for Harmonious. Shout out to Angela Dawn for that one.
Thank you very much. You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.